I'm Ms. Kramer with Mission Network News. Government interruptions can't stop gospel radio broadcasts in North Korea. The details coming up. Then later, deaf communities gain long-awaited access to Scripture. We'll explain what's happening and how you can be part of it in just a few moments. In our first story, decisions by the U.S. and South Korea this year have silenced many radio broadcasts reaching North Koreans. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says cross-border broadcasting has been a constant in the tense relationship between North and South Korea until now.
But this is a huge development, and the motivations for doing it certainly relate to trying to change the relationship with North Korea, hoping that not broadcasting will appease North Korea.
Cuts have led to an 80% drop in foreign radio broadcasting into the hermit nation since May. Foley says fewer broadcasts make remaining Christian content easier for North Koreans to find, but it also means the regime can channel more resources to block that content. VOM Korea is taking this opportunity to add a fifth daily broadcast of scripture and sermons.
What makes it even more advantageous for us is we're a bit like a pirate radio broadcast. We can adjust our signal, tweaking it upwards or downwards, even during the broadcast, in order to get around the jam.
You can help overcome this obstacle through daily prayer.
The difference between, facing a 40% signal jam and a 39% signal jam may truly be the difference between a person being saved and a person not hearing the gospel at all.
Next, clashes between protesters and police continue to rock the Eastern European country of Serbia. Nationwide protests started last November after a subway roof collapsed in the city of Novi Sad, killing 15. Andrej Murado is the national director at Teach Beyond Serbia. He says the subway tragedy ignited years of frustration over increasing government control.
Out of almost 200 cities in Serbia, 80 to 90% of the cities have joined those protests.
At first, demonstrations were politically neutral and peaceful. But recently, the government has turned to harsh suppressive tactics. Students continue to protest at high personal cost.
The universities and schools have been on strike since November last year, as most of the protests were led by the students. Thousands of students have missed a whole or at least half of an academic year.
Teach Beyond Serbia offers informal Christ-centered education such as English camps. Pray for peaceful political change, but most importantly, pray for revival.
We are also within a particular context, which is, Southeastern Europe and the whole European context. Christianity has been largely on decline in this continent.
And yesterday we mentioned the Milan Congress of 1880 and its harmful impact on deaf education. Decisions made at Milan removed access to sign language, which stopped deaf students from learning. In a similar way, deaf communities today are cut off from the gospel because it's not available in the language they understand best. Rob Myers of Door International explains.
Access to sign language means access to information. You have to have access to information in order to have access to the gospel and to understand who Jesus is.
Door International meets this need by training deaf missionaries and translating scripture into sign languages.
We as hearing people have thought that deaf people, because they can see, they can read easily. Therefore, we just need to give them a written Bible in order for them to have access. But they really need access to God's word in their heart language, in sign language. They really need somebody who is deaf, who is trained to share the gospel in a way that meets their language, culture, and their context perfectly.
As a deaf-led organization, DOOR creates gospel access by the deaf for the deaf.
DOOR has about 230 staff globally, and 85% of our staff are deaf.
Details and ways to pray can be found at our website, missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.